Hey listeners, welcome to another episode of Worlds Collide with me, your host Victoria. This is the podcast where I talk to people who moved abroad. So before we start, I wanted to talk to you, frequent listener. I would love it if you would give me a 5-star rating at wherever you listen to this podcast, or even if you listen to Apple Podcasts, then maybe even you have a minute time to write me like one short sentence why you love this podcast so much. I think this would help me immensely to be more recognized and also to gain a wider audience. And of course, don't forget to push the follow button in the corner of your app so you never forget to listen to the newest episode right when it drops. Okay, enough of that. So now to this week's episode. My guest is Pavel and he's from Belarus, but now he's in Turkey. And I have to say, in this episode, you learn so much about Turkey. I really enjoyed this. Also, you learn about taxi boxes and what he loves so much about Turkey and what he really likes. And then what brought him there in the first place. Depending where you listen to this podcast, in your car, maybe you won't even notice it. But if you listen in a more quiet environment, then you will hear the noise of the city outside of his window. And I think that brings a great charm to this episode. All right, I don't want to take away too much. Here it is. How do I say your name correct? Pavel?
Pavel.
Pavel, because I think here people say Paul or Paul.
You can use whatever you like. Maybe Paul, because if you have an experience visiting Starbucks, they never write your name in a correct way.
That's
they
true.
Use every variations. They call me Marvel, Pascal, whatever.
Marvel.
I don't know why.
All right, I just go with Pavel. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Totally good.
So my guest today is Pavel. Hi, Pavel. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for inviting me to this podcast.
Yes, I'm glad that you reached out to me. So tell me, where are you calling from right now?
Right now, I'm in Turkey, from the not big city, Alanya, the name of the city. It's in the district of Antalya, much bigger city, like 2 hours from Antalya.
Mm-hmm.
So major flights comes to Antalya, and then you need to take a car or bus and go to this Alanya. But it's kind of very touristic city.
Yeah, it is very touristy. I know it. Like when you told me that you are in Alanya, I was like, wait, This is where all Germans go on vacation. At least they used to.
A lot of them, I see them. Yes, sure.
Yeah. And where are you from originally?
I am from the Belarus, from Minsk. So I was born in a smaller city in Grodno. It's on the border with Poland. But during my university time, I moved to Minsk and stayed there. So I live in Minsk during maybe 20 years.
Okay, for a long time, 20 years.
Yes, for a long time.
Okay, and then why did you decide to move to Turkey?
Oh, it was not easy decision, but it was a pretty quick decision.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you know that in 2020, we had a political crisis in Belarus.
Uh-huh.
After that times, we already hesitated about our future and where we want to live and raise our kids. But after war started, we made our decision pretty quick. Actually, when war started, I was in Moscow.
Oh,
For business opportunity, for like business purposes.
Yeah.
And I remember I called my wife and told her that we need to go because I didn't know how things could escalate,
right?
To what direction and so on. We have 2 kids, so I have someone to care about. So we decided to move away from the danger.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are here. Now we are in Alanya. More than 2 years we live here and pretty like to be here, because we appeared here. Actually, it was like in my thoughts, I was able to imagine me in such a place during my retirement,
for instance. Okay, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
But my retirement happened much quicker than I was expecting.
Wait, are you already retired?
No, I don't, but I'm in the place.
Yeah, okay, I see.
Would like to see themselves when retired.
Right, and why, though, did you choose Turkey?
Actually, many people from the Belarus, they choose other countries like Poland to move. But I choose Turkey because I didn't have a visa. So, and Turkey, it's a visa-free country.
For, it is a visa-free country?
Belarus. Yes, yes.
For just for Belarus?
Not just for Belarus. I think for many nationalities. So as a Belarusian, I can stay here for 30 days. Then I need to leave for 1 day, then again 30 days, and three times like this. I can spend 90 days without visa in Turkey, but with 1 day leave.
Okay.
So that's why I decided. And because once we were here with my wife during some holidays.
So. But do you now still have to do the border run every 40 days?
No, no, no. I don't need, because now we have a residence permit for 2 years. We need to renew it every 2 years.
Okay.
Now you don't need.
I see.
You don't.
Okay.
And now it's much more complicated to get such a residence permit, because before that you only need to have... you need to just rent an apartment, and this was the purpose that you can apply for residence permit. Now it's only possible if you own an apartment.
That changed.
Yes, it's changed, and that's why many people left Turkey who was there. So we just sold our apartment in Minsk and purchased it here.
I see. So, and why did you choose Alanya? Because you were there on vacation before and you liked it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. And has your wife been there as well before?
Yes.
Okay.
She was there with me.
I see. Okay. And when you decided, okay, we got to pack up our stuff, how soon did you move?
Maybe in 3 days.
Oh my God, really?
Very quick.
So
yes.
Did you just leave everything behind? Took the next flight?
Yes, yes. We left all our stuff. But it's not a problem, because I have left a power of attorney to my friends. So they were able to manage to sell, for instance, our vehicles, to sell our apartment. It's not a problem. Not a big problem.
Okay. So you were pretty... You didn't put too much thinking into it. And what about your kids' school?
They go to local schools. So I have 2 kids, 2 boys. One is 8 and another one is 5.
Okay.
Younger goes to Turkish kindergarten. They learn only Turkish lesson. But older one goes to international school.
Okay.
They learn both English and Turkish.
All right.
Kids like Turkey.
Okay, that's
very
great.
Good place for them.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. And what about you? So you are self-employed, and this is why it was okay for you? Or did you also had to think about finding new work or something like that?
I'm not self-employed. I'm a co-founder of a software company. We do custom software development for logistics. But because I'm from software world, from tech world, I am able to work from whatever I like.
Right.
So, of course, it's not sometimes convenient, because I need to visit our clients. I need to do something from business development perspective. Mm-hmm. But still, it's totally possible to work remotely for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that was not the problem. And okay, and then going back when you first arrived, did you get a hotel, or how did you settle in the beginning?
So it was step by step. We actually we had some connections here, so they were able to rent an apartment for us for 1 week. During that week, we found some apartments for longer period, for 1 month, and later we found an apartment for 1 year.
Okay, I see.
In this way, it was like managed.
I see. Okay, that sounds that sounds doable. And
so it's easy.
Yeah. Since Alanya is so touristy, is it also easy to make connections? Because I imagine like a lot of people come and go.
So it depends on the purpose of making such connections, because tourists, they like come and go. So you cannot get a lot of value from those connections. So we're trying, of course, to make more long-running connections with people who stay here. And for instance, right now I'm in a co-working in Alanya, so here you can go to co-working, work together with other people, like, and here you can find some also business connections.
Sure. And you mentioned also your wife, she started a book club?
Yes, she is a big fan of reading, and she had a book club in Minsk before.
Okay.
Pretty popular and established. So here, when we deployed, she also started such an activity because she liked to read books and communicate with the other people. Mm-hmm. Mostly, I don't know why, but here mostly women attend their meetings.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it's like here, I would also think only of women who go to book clubs. Yes.
Yes, yes. So, yeah. She provide these book clubs, and also this provide us with good local connections. It's like place where you can meet people who are here for like for a long time,
right?
And they don't have a lot of things to do. Everything is boring, because when you're a tourist, you come and you look left, right, whoa, so many interesting things.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But when you're a long time here, you became like bored about these entertainments. In general, Alanya, it's like how to say, it's kind of huge Luna Park. Here there is a lot of entertainment for tourists. And you can, of course, you can enjoy like swimming, some activities on scooters, many things. Many, for instance, here it's a really beautiful and ancient castle on the mountain. So you can walk several times here, but at the end, for every day time spending, you need to pick something that could also developed your mind,
right?
You know,
what about you? Do you speak Turkish now?
Unfortunately, I have a like high load on my work, so I know some words that stick to me, so I can ask some simple questions. I can order food in a restaurant. I can count.
Okay.
So only simple words, but my kids, they now know Turkish pretty well. So they're like our translators.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
I can ask them to communicate with some complex questions. But in general, it's really a touristic place, and people here are very open for communication. They like don't deny you because you don't speak Turkish.
Right. So
they are trying to help you. They are trying to speak one German word, one English, one Turkish.
Do you can communicate or get what you need when you talk English?
In many cases, yes. They, if you like, come to some place and one from the staff supposed to know English, so they can call, Hassan, please come. English customer.
Yeah.
So,
okay, it works. And if you go to like an office, you know, for example, where you had to get your residence
residence permit.
Yeah.
They also try to communicate.
They try. Okay, it works. Yeah.
Yes. This side of Turkish people, I really like. They're trying to help as much as they can.
Okay. And how do they react when they hear that you are from Belarus or from Minsk?
Actually, majority of people here, they don't know or didn't hear a lot of Belarus. They first, they're trying to guess, where are you from? Are you from Russia? No. Are you from Ukraine? No. Oh, are you from Poland? No.
Okay, that was it, asking, right?
Some other options do you have? I don't have option. Okay, I'm from Belarus. Ah, Belarus.
Okay. But I'm just asking for the translation, because first when I heard Belarus in English, I also didn't know where it was, because in German, it's, if I translate it, it's White Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was like, maybe Turkish, they also
in
have
Turkish,
a different
pretty
name.
Same. They have it like Beyaz Rusli, also kind of White Russia.
Okay. And so I actually, I wrote this down. It's like, do people know if... where Belarus is,
mostly
it's a small country, and but small. You also mentioned they always think it was really cold where you are.
Yes, this is first thought that they might can ask you: is it now cold in Belarus?
Yeah.
Yes, it's cold.
It's cold. Do you like the climate change for the area? I mean, not climate change, but.
I like because not everyone I know, many people suffer from this climate because it's pretty warm here. It's hot here.
It's hot. What does hot mean for you? Hot is 40 degrees?
No, it's not 40. It's when it's already dark and you keep sweating.
Yeah. I know. It's right. It's just hot. It does not go away.
Yeah. It doesn't, yes. It doesn't. But I like, I pretty well. I can, hot is pretty well for me. And this gives, comparing to Belarus, comparing to cold climate, it's much easier. Especially when you have kids. Because in Belarus it was a nightmare to go outside. Because you need to wear so many clothes, so many layers of clothes to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty different, like t-shirt and shorts. You can go.
Yeah, that's true. And probably like also in Belarus, it's like, can we go in? It's so cold. Yeah. And then and then after time, it probably gets, I mean, you only have so many options that you can do inside.
Yes. And here I even have a theory about Turkish weather comparing to Belarus and how local people who live here, how do they react to this weather. Here I believe that seasons are swapped. Like during summertime, people feel in Belarus during wintertime. It's difficult, it's warm, people feel tired, many diseases happens during winter time. People here enjoy and relax. They go to the coast, they put chairs and spend hours watching to the sea under this light sunlight, because for instance during summertime, starting from 9 a.m. like UV eye level shows like highest, like 14, like a very huge pressure from the sun. But during winter time, it's really relaxing here.
It's really nice. So it's like the opposite, right? So
yes,
so the winter in Belarus is like the summer in
yes,
Alanya.
For local people.
Yeah, for local people. Yes. I understand that 100%, because that's also my theory, because I live in Texas. It's also really hot, you know. And then like I remember there was this friend I had in the beginning when we moved here, and she was like, because I was always like, oh my god, it's gonna be so hot, it's gonna be hell, you know. It's like I'm painting the devil on the wall because like I hate hot. And then she's like, imagine how nice it is here in summer. I'm like, people in summer are not going outside. It's like the winter in Germany. You know, it's like just be inside because otherwise you will die.
Actually, once I was in Texas in Houston. We have a company actually in the United States, so I was there.
So you went there in summer?
No, it was autumn.
Okay, so probably still hot and humid.
Still hot, yes, still hot. Mm-hmm. But I like hot.
Oh, you're in the right place. That's great.
Yes, 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 definitely. Can you share one idea that it also reminds about moving to Turkey?
Uh-huh.
So one thing that I didn't expect here, it's really confusing because when you move from Belarus to Turkey, I didn't think that there is earthquakes here.
When
you live in Belarus, earthquakes, of course, they happen somewhere.
Somewhere, but not right.
Somewhere. But when we moved here, we realized that earthquakes are there. And they can come at any time.
You were there when the big earthquake happened.
Yes, yes. I was here.
How far is it from you?
It's pretty far, and later I found out that we live actually in pretty safe place.
Okay.
From this perspective, from earthquakes, we live on pretty stable place. So everyone, please, if you're choosing some place in Turkey, Alanya is a good place from earthquakes perspective. But still, sometimes it can shake you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really surprising because you never know when it happened, how strong will it be, and when will it finish?
exactly. I remember, being in an earthquake. It's like, what am I doing? It's like, by the time you're running outside, it's already done. And then maybe it comes back. Who knows,
yes.
Yeah, but, well, at least you're in a good place for earthquakes. Is there anything else that is hard for you to get used to?
Yes. I want to make a disclaimer about this, because this is like not that I hate, but this is local specialities, and this makes Turkey special country, because if it will be like I used to deal with some things, it will be like regular country. But here, what will surprise you is taxi buttons.
So, yeah, what is that?
Taxi button. So I used to mobile application where you can order a ride from point A to point B.
Here it
works in a different way. I have never seen even before mobile applications era. So here you need to find a yellow box. I don't know. I'm able to later like put some images to video recording or not, but you may find it if you look in Google. It's yellow box that may hang on the tree or on some fence. Yellow box with a small antenna and a button. You come to it and you press the button, and signal goes to one of taxi stations. In this way, they understand that someone ordered a taxi, and they come to take you, but you never know when will they come or not. Because a taxi station, there could be no drivers at the moment. So you just need to wait. Some people who don't know how the system work, they come to this box, press the button and try to speak.
It's like ordering a taxi,
Yes, because they think it's kind of intercom. No, this is not a kind of intercom. So taxi comes, and another step of confusion is that you need to guide the driver where to go. Like literally all the way here to the left, here straight.
Oh, really? The right. Don't they know the address that you give them?
For some reason, they don't use navigators. I don't know why.
Yeah, but also, don't they know the area?
Of course. You can like say about some well-known place, something big, like five things, five things in the city, they definitely know.
Mm-hmm.
But if it comes to some special address where your friends live or some hotel, because there are so many hotels here.
Right, right.
They don't know everything.
They don't know all the names.
Yes,
sure.
You need to say how
I
to
see.
Come to...
I see, but it's not that they have to let you out on the yellow box, you know, because I was already thinking is almost like a bus stop where
you just
wait.
You can out, yeah, you just need to wait, and when you come, they can let you out whatever they want, but
mm-hmm.
this system, it's also not efficient, because I talked to taxi drivers, so they cannot take orders from any point of the city. For instance, they take you to some place.
So you cannot like wave them down.
And they need to come back to their office to take next order. Because all city is divided between these taxi offices, and one office will not let you take their customers.
Ah, okay. So they want to keep it fair?
Yeah. Actually, you can stop a taxi on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But if a taxi from a local office will see this, it could be some argue about.
Ah, interesting. I never heard that before.
Yes. But this is like this... what happens under the hood of local taxi business.
Is there anything that you miss? Besides friends and family, of course?
Yes. I think here, because this is a touristic place and I'm from tech industry, there are not so many tech events here.
Compared
to Minsk, there are like a lot of things happen,
mm-hmm.
a lot of events. You can come, you can speak to tech people here, mostly tourists, and all events are around entertainment.
So you are the only tech person in the whole area.
not only, but the density of tech persons is low here. So
right.
We are not able to make a lot of events. Like
right, where would you go to the closest event?
Sometimes really it happens in Antalya, but mostly you need to go to Istanbul, because Istanbul is a huge city.
Istanbul is a huge city.
20 million population. Yeah.
That is huge, but is it also very far?
You need to go there by plane, of course.
By plane, yeah, because Turkey is huge.
Yes, Turkey is huge. I don't remember how much time do you need to go by plane. Maybe not so long, maybe 1 hour, but you know, airports, you need to spend a lot of time in airports.
Yeah, no, so the whole trip will be 5 hours.
Yes, at least. At least 5 hours.
Maybe. Do they have trains?
Yes, they have, but not here, not in Alanya. They just have plans to make a railroad to Alanya, but now,
I see.
We don't have it.
And do you get by? Did you have to buy a car or something? Or how do you get around?
Oh, this is pretty interesting, because in Minsk we had to use vehicles. You have two cars. Here we don't have a car. We only have bicycles, and we use public transport and taxi. It's not a big city, and totally manageable to just
mm-hmm.
use this kind of transport. When we need to go to Antalya, we rent a car, because my wife, she takes courses about Ebru. Do you know what is Ebru?
No.
It's authentic Turkish art. It's painting on the water. When you put a paint to the water, and then you put a leaf on top of it, and
uh-huh.
in this way picture transfers
to the paper
leaf, to the paper, yes.
Uh-huh. So I gotta look it up. I haven't heard of it.
It's very beautiful and authentic, so my wife used this opportunity to study Ebru.
Oh, that's nice. How else did your life change in your day-to-day life, not work, like in Turkey versus Minsk?
I don't know. Maybe I spend less time going to the office because here it's everything is closed. Only in this way, and as I told it, it's about more time spending outside because of good weather.
Yeah,
actually good weather. Maybe these things here. I also start doing more sport. I attend Muay Thai
because
courses.
What is
Muay Thai
Muay Thai
trainings. Yes,
is this like some kind of
martial arts?
Okay.
Yes. It's like boxing, but when you use not only hands but legs. But
okay.
For me, it's more like really intensive fitness.
Okay. Do you think you just do more because, or you have more time for these things because, I don't know, the weather is better. You want to go out more. And also maybe you have the urge to meet more people, something like this, maybe?
I think that in general, this our move here to Alanya, it made our family stronger, closer to each other because we had to overcome some issues.
Right.
Yes, in this way, I now spend more time with family, more time for myself, more time for some outside activities. In general, this move to Alanya was very good for me.
Was it very good? I think I wanted to ask, do you think you're gonna like stay there for a long time, or do you have like plans?
So for now we are going to stay here. We don't have like some particular plan about moving somewhere else. So we have an apartment here. It's a pretty convenient place to travel because it's also, this is a plus of being in touristic place. There are a lot of communications with other part of the world. So you can go by plane and visit your customers somewhere, visit your friends, spend. For instance, 2 weeks before we were in Poland, Warsaw, together with my family. Maybe 2 months before we were in the Netherlands.
Okay.
So we are traveling.
So yeah, because so there are a lot of planes from there going to.
Yes.
And do your friends also come visit you all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, yes. Our friends comes to visit us because it's a touristic place. They comes here as tourists.
So many things to do for them. Yeah, that is nice.
We of course visit them when they come to some hotel. We rent an apartment in the same hotel, stay some time together.
And would you ever, I mean, who knows what's going on there in the future, but would you consider also moving back?
I don't know. Right now, we are not considering this. Mm-hmm. That's why our kids, because when people, we have a lot of examples here. When people come for some time to keep together their thoughts with kids, but they send their kids to some kind of Russian schools, or they study remotely, learning Russian language. We don't have such a plan, so our kids already go to international school because if we will even go somewhere, but I think we will go to not the Belarus, but to some other place in the world.
Yeah, I was wondering in Minsk, but you also would have the possibility for the kids to send them to an international school, probably, because it's a big...
In Minsk?
Big city,
I'm not actually aware what is now. I think there is maybe one or two international schools in Minsk, but not many of them.
Okay, so
I can also like say you few
Yeah,
things,
sure.
what I think are important. So I really like, for instance, when I spent some time here, it's part of the culture to drink black tea.
Yeah,
from
they do.
These small glasses, and when I go abroad, I really miss it because now tea is like within my, it's inside my blood, and I have, I feel like lack of tea, and I'm trying to find it when I was in Warsaw, but it's not so good as Turkish tea.
Did you
So
drink tea before?
Yes, but here I realized that it's totally another dimension. It's a separate dish and part of culture because people all the day drink tea here, and it's prepared in different way, and it's kind of different tea because I was not able to find the same taste when I was abroad.
Okay, because I also have a good friend here from Turkey, and she always has tea.
Yes,
it's
yes,
all
yes.
about the tea. Like, she even goes to the Turkish store just for the tea.
Yes.
Are there other cultural things?
Very good cultural thing, which I really love, is that all Turkish people, they really like kids. Not their kids, but all kids.
Okay.
They like put a lot of attention to them. Then they allow kids to do everything. They try to treat kids with some sweets all the time.
Oh,
they
really?
Shake their heads. They try. They hang them all the time. So if you have kids, it's pretty safe place for them. And
all the kids, or is it
all?
Oh, and so you see that on the street, they're like, whatever,
yes,
change their moods and smile.
You
and
you can go with your kids on the street, and like totally strangers can just come and give sweets to them.
Okay, I wonder what age does that change?
Maybe at some age it will change they when they will like consider them like adults, but for now this is so, because comparing again to other countries, sometimes when you go with kids to some cafeteria, you can hear shh, shh from others.
Yeah. I also think, I mean, especially if I think of older people, you know, they're more like mean, you know, and serious, and they're like, whatever, lifting their walking stick towards kids.
Yes. And one other cultural thing is that here is it's still so people smoke here everywhere.
Cigarettes?
Yeah, cigarettes, because in Belarus maybe 10, 15 years ago we also had a lot of people who were addicted to smoking. Here I see a lot of people, local people, who smoke. And you can smoke here, like everywhere, also in cafeteria, even in hotel room, you can smoke. So,
does it bother you?
No, not me. Me, totally. I'm totally okay with it. It bothers my wife sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm totally okay with it. And I, as I see it, it's kind of freedom. They still have a freedom to smoke everywhere.
I understand, but I'm also like your wife, because every time I go back to Germany, and a lot of people smoke there. Here, not a lot of people smoke, but there, for example, you go outside and you sit in an outside cafe and whatever, eat some ice cream, and the table right next to you, they start smoking, and it all blows into your face, you know, while you're eating. I find this always really annoying.
Yes,
I hate it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it?
No problems. Yeah, for me.
Yes.
But my wife, yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't like. She say me, let's move to other table.
Right.
And of course, Turkish people, they are really emotional. They show the emotions on the street. You can hear sometimes like someone yells to another person, and in opposite they can show you really good mood. They can smile
Right.
outside. So they are really emotional. Because one of my friends who is Turkish, he spent some time in Belarus before. I don't know how many years before. And his opinion was is that Belarusian people, they are very sad. Very
They're
sad.
very sad because they're
Yes.
always so,
Like
whatever,
a stone face.
Serious. I will sometimes wonder if that has something to do with climate, you know, with the weather, if it's like colder regions.
I believe so. According to
Great
my
regions.
according to my overview, yes. I believe it's so because of climate.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, when it's really cold, it's really hard to make, like, a friendly face, right? It
Yes.
hurts, you know?
Yes,
You're
yes.
just, whatever,
Yes.
wrap it up.
That's correct.
And did your wife, did she started working as well, or she with
no.
the kids and doing her project?
Yes. Yes, she spent her time with kids, and right now she studies remotely in the university. She wants to be a
Studying, right?
psychologist. Before that, he has accomplished a medical university with a, how to say, pediatrician degree. She is pediatrician. Now she wants to be a psychologist.
Okay. All right. So now I was just wondering if, like, I don't know, in Turkey, she has also all the possibilities.
We cannot work here because we our permits, they don't allow us to work here. You need to change your legal status and then you'll be able to work.
Okay. Do you think you will do this eventually?
I don't think so. Maybe we'll... or are you asking about me? Are you asking about me?
Both.
My wife, yeah. We think that we will have third kid, so she'll be busy during
okay,
some
okay, yeah.
time.
And so, but for the status, because she asked if I'm asking for you or for your wife, are your visas not connected then? Since you are married, if
yeah,
you have the
they're
opportunity.
Connected.
No, that's why I was wondering, like, if you change your status. For you, it doesn't matter because you can work anytime, but maybe for her, she wants to in the future
when,
at some point.
Yes, if she would like to start go to work, yes, it's totally possible. You
yeah,
just
okay.
need to do it, to apply some necessary papers and so on.
Uh-huh.
Just now we're at the status when you cannot work and you can be like deported if you start working in this status.
So yeah, just for now, that's how it is. I know, it's like sometimes it's complicated. All the visas are so different. You are allowed to do this, but you're not allowed to do that. Yeah.
Yes, but... Yeah, for now she doesn't have an intention to work. When
That's
she'll
fine.
Change her mind, she'll start. No problem.
Sure. Yeah. No, I did not mean it in any bad way. I was just curious how how the system works.
Yes.
All right. I think we got it, and I don't have any more questions. That was really nice to hear.
Thank you. Thank you for good questions. Thank you for opportunity to share my thoughts about this place. And I totally invite any person to come here. It's very good. Very good to live in Alanya. Many sporting events happens, triathlon, some cycling. A lot of things happens. A lot of entertainment for kids you can find here. Yeah, very good place.
Very good place. Well, it shows really well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yes, that was this week's episode with Pavel. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I hope you will tune in again next week for a new episode of Worlds Collide with me, your host, Victoria. And if you would like to reach out to me, then please do so at worldscollide123pod@gmail.com. Or you can also find me on Instagram at worldscollidepod, just one word, or also on Threads or on TikTok. I hope you will be in touch and reach out with whatever you want to. Yeah. Until then, bye.